A group of people from a formerly nomadic minority known as Irish Travelers will be in a London courtroom tomorrow to hear a judge rule on their plea to remain on land that's been their home for 10 years. That's also about how long the local government's been trying to evict most of them. Vicky Barker reports from London.
The controversy revolves around a site known as Dale Farm. It's in the English town of Basildon, about 15 miles east of London, and it's home to 86 families of Irish travelers, some 400 people living, according to custom and culture, in extended family groups. The travelers bought the land legally about 10 years ago. Half was zoned for residential use and now houses 34 trailers and camper vans. But the other half was zoned Greenbelt, protected from development. And Basildon Town Council has so far spent about 10 years and $28 million trying to clear the 52 trailers from that site. As she walked into court Friday, Dale Farm resident Kathleen McCarthy told reporters the case is crystal clear.
Justice. That is really what this is all about, because it's going on 10 years now and we just need justice. We need to be left stay or find somewhere for us to go. Right.
But the town says the zoning law is clear and has to apply to everyone equally. The travelers, though, say it isn't that simple. Like Roma migrants and New Age travelers, Irish travelers theoretically have the legal right to pursue their semi-nomadic way of life here in Britain. In reality, they say 90% of their zoning applications are turned down. Basildon has offered alternative housing or plots of land. The travelers have rejected them all as too run down, too permanent, or too dispersed to allow them to maintain their close family ties. Matthew Brindley is with the Irish Travelers Movement, which advocates for travelers' rights.
They want a site in the area where they can carry on their lives, where their kids can still go to the local school or school nearby, and they can remain part of the community in Basildon, which where most of these kids were born.
Last Monday, as authorities prepared to carry out the mass eviction, the travelers won a last-minute court-ordered reprieve to allow a high court judge to consider the case. The judge says his ruling will concern not whether, but when and how the evictions should proceed. Tony Ball, head of Basildon's town council, says he's confident of victory.
We've been doing this for 10 years. We can wait another 3-4 days.
He may have to wait longer than that. The travelers have reportedly lodged 2 more bids for a judicial review of their case, which, if allowed, could cost Basildon yet more time and more money. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR News.